Good morning, John Harold Jewelers.
Hey, lady, it's Scott with RDI. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Living the dream over here. Just living the dream.
Same. Kind of a grind right now. Just trying to, you know, be patient that things are going to be, you know, they're just a little quiet all around. How about you?
You know, I am up. June has been amazing, and we're just killing it and doing our
Yeah,
thing. So,
that's good news. Is that because of the show? Is that because of Vegas or no?
I think Vegas helped a little bit, but I'm going to be honest with you. We got some info, and we're seeing it now. There's a shift in business back to natural. So we were able to view some of Signet's numbers. You know, big company, right?
Mm.
So for 2024, 30% of their sales were natural.
Okay.
For 2025, 70% of their sales.
No kidding.
I am seeing more and more naturals. We're doing bigger diamonds, which is a plus. I'm selling at least 3 to 5 carats a month.
We had a
10 carat sell earlier this year. We had our biggest sale ever. It's really, really weird. So we're kind of just trying to get at it and keep on it. And
yeah, no, I understand. So question for you. Can you share, like, what part of the country that is? Is it, like, a certain area that you see more of, like, an influx of that?
No, ma'am.
Where it's growing?
Nope.
No?
It is
okay.
Nationwide. There isn't, and, you know, it used to be, okay, California's doing this, or
yeah.
New York's doing this.
I
have some great accounts in Ohio that are doing this. It's not. It's across the board.
Okay.
You know, we can see it in our numbers. We've been getting fewer and fewer calls for labs.
Okay.
And then, you know, if you go to the TikTok shop, there are several vendors selling lab growns for $100 a carat. So when your customer, the consumer, can get on TikTok and buy a 2-carat for $200 plus shipping,
yeah.
You know, they're not worried, is it certified? They're not worried, is the inscribed
$200?
Right. They're not, you know.
Right.
So you're seeing, I think that is really taking a toll. It's kind of like the Pandora deal we saw years back. Where
right.
They made you buy all these beads, and then they, well, you know, we're going to sell direct now.
Right, correct.
So
yeah.
We're seeing that, so you know how that goes. But.
Interesting. Some, but not really. So interestingly enough, I've seen the experience more now. I have younger clients coming in, they're still requesting a lab, but they're doing smaller labs because they don't want it to be bougie where it's overtly seen as a lab stone versus it could be more questionable that it's natural versus lab. So I'm starting to see that, which is interesting, of course, and that's such a low price point. So
I agree with you. I mean, how many 20-something-year-olds can walk around with 2 or 3 carats on their fingers?
Right, correct. So it's like definitely like, you know, some of the couples coming in who are a little bit more, I wouldn't say like money, but like a little more class level. They're definitely like toning it down. It's interesting. So I'm just kind of watching that. I haven't had tons with natural, more like with earrings and things like that, but not as much with rings. But we'll see. But it's good to know it's coming through for you, so hopefully it comes through for us.
Typically, you know, we're ahead of that curve a little bit because of where we're at. But, you know,
if I
can help, I am here. You know, we're still doing earrings and tennis bracelets. I can get you side stones. I can get you Melody. Whatever it comes down to, you let me know. We'll make sure it works.
Thank you, my dear. I hope you have a wonderful holiday at the end of the week. I'm assuming you're closed on Friday.
We are open on Friday. I won't
oh,
be
you
here
are?
Next week, but we are open. Yes.
Oh, interesting. We just decided to close today because we're hearing most people are getting Friday off. So
I'm 15 calls in, and I've talked to 4 live people today.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Where are you going next week?
I leave Sunday for Spain.
Ooh. Have you been there before?
No, ma'am.
Sounds great. Where are you going
to
be?
We fly into Barcelona. We're there for a day. We go to Pamplona to run with the Bulls for 3 days, and then 4 days in Valencia, and we finish our trip the last couple days in Madrid. So
sounds great. I hope you have a wonderful time. My son might be just living over there in the spring in Barcelona. We don't know yet. He's got to sign up to study, so I'm going to end up in one of those places next year. So if that's the case, I'll be picking your brain.
I'll tell you, I have an old friend that is from Spain, lives in Barcelona. I know has been there all his life. We're going to dinner with him Monday night.
Nice.
And he warned me, he's like, Scotty, Barcelona isn't the place you want to be. They hate Americans here. They don't like tourists. I'm like, okay.
Interesting.
Any other big town you want to go to, they love tourists. This one?
Good to know.
I'm like, okay. So,
yeah, yeah.
That's why we chose Valencia. We're going to do Seville, but Valencia was still on the water, and my wife wanted to be on the water. So.
Yeah, I heard Valencia is really nice. So, I think it's going to be a wonderful trip. You'll have to give me a report when you get back.
I will. Thank you so much.
Right,
let me know if I can help. You have a great day.
Thanks. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.